Hello and welcome to our ongoing series of conversations with people that are bringing clarity to our digital lives. Very fortunate to catch up with Mark Gaudio. He's vice president at VTech, an organization that is really harnessing the full power of IPTV. Here today to talk a little bit about what's going on with IPTV in the broadcast sector. Mark, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thanks for inviting me.
So Mark, wanted to talk about emerging and evolving IPTV strategies, especially as we move into sort of this next generation of broadcasting, a lot of new technology being introduced, new standards, new capabilities that are being rolled out. Tell me a little bit about the current state of video technology within the broadcast sector, how they're sharing, working with, and creating value on IPTV networks within the broadcast sector.
Of course, if we rewind the clock 10 years, everybody had an RF infrastructure where that they were watching video, let's say in a newsroom or news facility. They need to have RF connection to a cable box, to a TV, and then they'd have to flip through the channels. And that would be few and far between. They would have access to that. With IPT, that provides a lot more flexibility, and it really broadens the scope of what's possible for whoever's in the news facility.
Interesting. And from a functional perspective, there's a lot more that you can do with it, right? The RF, the conventional coaxial cable, where it's a separate network that was not tied to your computer or to the enterprise network, was pretty much a passive experience. Are you seeing more interactive applications in the broadcast sector with the introduction of IPTV technology?
Absolutely. You have access to so much more content over IP, whether it be an external feed that's coming to the news center via satellite, and then it's converted to an IP stream. It could be something that's IP natively, and it could be internal, could be competition. There's so much more content out there that's available via IP, and being able to tap that with an IPTV system is very powerful because you can view multiple streams at once. You can record streams, for example. There's definitely a lot more flexibility with IP versus RF.
So you rewound the clock to about 10 years ago to give us a launching point for the commercial or an operational introduction of IPTV in the broadcast sector. Where are we today? Like, where are you seeing IPTV widely used within the broadcast sector? And where do you still see older technologies, including RF or coaxial delivered video, still in place?
Yeah, I can rewind the clock even further back. Our first customer was NBC at Rockefeller Center, where they had, I think, ultimately about 5,000 users. This was in 2006, 2008. They were originally a beta customer. Since then, going forward to today, VTech, our IPTV system, is deployed at all the major news organizations, the largest broadcast centers. We have a Fox, Fox News, CNN, Reuters, NBC has evolved, also NBC Sports. All the major broadcasters certainly are using our solution, either in a facility or multiple facilities where they link them together. Where there's still opportunity is with the smaller TV stations. One of the big hurdles is always the network. So if you do not have a strong infrastructure, you can't really do effectively IPTV. But as people are being forced to have a good network and abandoning RF networks, that's where the opportunity is. We're certainly seeing that in the regional stations and even some of the smaller stations.
Yeah, interesting. The enterprise networks are becoming more and more robust. And I believe even VTech research has shown that the fastest growing category of content flowing through enterprise networks in general is video traffic. But how well is the technology doing that? As you introduce IPTV bandwidth intensive traffic onto the network, how well is that being managed, and how well does that traffic play with other critical data flows, including structured data and email and all the other stuff that people use their enterprise networks to accomplish their objectives?
Yeah. Today, it integrates perfectly with your existing network. You don't have to have a dedicated network for managing the video. Maybe 10 or 15 years ago, people are thinking that is necessary. With IPTV and the latest compression algorithms, you can get a very high quality stream with pretty strong compression. So it's not a big stream going over the network, and managing it via multicast over the network which is critical, makes it possible to have thousands of streams available over the same network that you have your email and that you have your different platforms that you're accessing.
Indeed, a lot of progress has been made in recent years. And in fact, Mark, you're being awfully modest. Isn't it a fact that VTEC has actually been recognized by some fairly important organizations in the industry for introducing new innovations that have contributed to that enhanced level of functionality?
Thanks for reminding me about that. Yes, we just recently, a couple months ago at NAB, we received an Engineering Emmy Award, which was a huge honor. It was for exactly what we were talking about, which is the management of IPTV streams, multicast in a broadcast facility, because it really has revolutionized the workflow where content is available to everybody. News reporters, marketing people, executives have access to thousands of streams. And that's very powerful. And the ability to record them and watch them later, all that type of stuff is something you couldn't possibly do with an RF network. So that definitely revolutionized, and we're so proud to get this Engineering Emmy. And it really represents all the work that we've done since that first deployment with NBC Rockefeller Center.
Typically, when we see new innovative technologies introduced to a segment of the economy, in this case, the broadcast sector, it tends to have an impact on how people do their business. So to what extent has the introduction of IPTV changed the way business is done or how it is that value is created in the broadcast sector?
I think then when we started really getting momentum and deploying IPTV systems a decade ago, we started to get into all the newsrooms for broadcasts. A lot of the feeds were coming in were satellite or over microwave. That's completely changed. Everything is IP now. All their workflows IP. They're distributing video. Could be NDI, could be 2110. There's different ways to distribute video over the network for production purposes. And we've tapped right into that. That was a simple thing for us to do, is to take those streams and convert them into something more manageable for consuming IPTV. And now it's a very, very cohesive and smooth workflow with IP streams being available everywhere for everybody. It's really about getting it to the right people in the right format.
And when we think of open standards like the Internet Protocol, you think of interoperability and the ability to integrate other systems to enhance performance and to create new functionality. But open systems can sometimes open the door to security issues. Tell me a little bit about how performance is improving, that interoperability is improving, but also how security is being observed and tracked to support the needs of broadcasters.
Content management, content rights management is very important. It's important for almost all of our customers across different vertical markets, but it really started with broadcast. So having encryption, having a secure network, of course, is important, is number one. But we offer with our end-to-end solution, AES encryption and decryption, which is the industry-wide way of encrypting content for sure, especially with broadcasters, with any type of content provider, DirecTV, Comcast, for example. It's all AES encryption. So we support those workflows, which is very important. It's also even used by the military. So it's the encryption of choice for sure.
Outstanding. So you're armed with your new Emmy. You're going forward to help the next generation of broadcasters who have not yet made the leap to IPTV. Sitting here, I'm thinking, wow, this sounds awfully expensive, sounds awfully cumbersome. What's holding people back and how is VTEC bringing resources to bear to help make that transition to clean up and make sure that the entire industry is benefiting from what it is that IPTV can offer to broadcasters?
People are learning more and more, started with the large broadcast facilities, that managing an RF network is not feasible. So everybody's moving to enterprise network. So as they do that, it's not very expensive. Really, the investment of the enterprise network is much more significant, and it's a necessity for all organizations. To move to IPTV is a fraction of that cost. And our solution scales very well. If you just need to manage five streams and you have 20 viewers, that's something certainly our system can do. And it also scales up to thousands of users and thousands of streams. It can really start with a very small, affordable system once the facility is networked up and ready to go.
Outstanding. So where do we go from here? What can we expect to see from VTech as you continue to set the pace for innovation in this segment of the market?
I think compression will improve. So it'll be realistic to have a 8K, 16K streams going over the enterprise network, or even going multi-site. So you're going to have a point-to-point as more and more facilities are now IPTV and everything's IP streams. We're starting to see those different facilities sharing with each other, especially among different organizations. We've seen it with all the large broadcasters and for internal contribution, for example. But even just sharing a local broadcast, maybe with the parent company, is something we're seeing over a closed network, over a WAN. But even over a public internet, we have the ability to stream and protect the stream so it's perfectly received on the other end going over an unmanaged network. So I think multi-site distribution is certainly a big trend right now that we're seeing in the industry.
Outstanding, Mark. What a wonderful conversation. Thanks for putting into perspective the current state of IPTV and the broadcast sector and what it is that we can expect to see moving forward as new applications emerge to take advantage of the constantly evolving IPTV landscape. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.